Hello, my name is Stephanie Anderson. I'm from the Luxilyu Small Frog Clan. My house is Gwenbeyach, which means house beside the fire, and I'm of the Wet'suwet Nation.
Now, as curator of the upcoming Smithers Art Gallery show called Northern Indigenous Perspectives, what are you hoping to curate as a feeling or experience for the gallery visitor to the show?
Well, with this exhibition, I wanted to create the opportunity for visitors to experience a range of styles and mediums. These works come from various Indigenous nations across the Northwest, and each nation has its own style. And with this exhibition, I wanted the opportunity for the artists to express their unique perspective and have the visitors see how that artist honors their traditional art forms, knowledge, and culture.
So who individuals are featured in this show, and but also what nations are represented in this show?
Well, we have 14 different artists who are showcased. They all live in the Northwest, but they do come from across Canada. So in this exhibition, you'll see work from Catherine Blackburn, who is Dene, Arlene Ness, who's Kitsan, Carly Nabes, who's Métis, and Satsi Nazel, and myself, Stephanie Anderson, who are Wet'suwet'en. But you will also see work from other artists as well.
Mm-hmm. And what themes are uniquely represented through Northern Indigenous art?
Well, I believe this exhibition mm-hmm. represents our heritage and our lineage as Indigenous people, but it also represents a big part of our future. So individually, there are themes of, say, environmental awareness, honoring our land and our animals, our spirituality, but it also has a new expression of our traditions through not only traditional, but contemporary art forms.
Art expresses much of the world as seen through the artist's eyes. So whose voices are we hearing and stories are we hearing or seeing as well?
You're hearing the voices of Indigenous people. You're hearing their stories, their beliefs. You're seeing a Northern Indigenous perspective as expressed through their traditional and contemporary art forms.
Stephanie, what's next for you as an artist and a teacher and carver? What's on your plate? Because you seem like you're producing quite a bit as well, and you're very good at keeping your fans, I will say, updated as to what you're creating and what you're working on. So yeah, what have we got to look forward to from you?
Oh, definitely. I try to engage with my fans, as you put it. Mm-hmm. You know, I really enjoy working with people on a personal basis, creating commissions, creating works of art that speak to them individually. So it's a lot of collaborative work that I do currently. And in the future, you know, I feel like my studio practice is really, you know, revolves around a lot of that. But as well, like, I'm trying to amass a plan and also a collection of work to create a solo exhibition. So it's in the planning stages, but I want to showcase my sculptures, my painted works, my jewelry, altogether, so people can see a body of work as opposed to the individual pieces that I show.
And I just have kind of one last question for you. What did you learn curating this show? What did you take away from this experience?
In this experience, you know, I think I learned a lot about the gallery process and what the gallery does for artists. I always knew that they really fostered relationships and gave opportunities for showing work. But this perspective gave me a real in-depth view of what a curator and what a gallery actually does. And they're building a relationship between the artist and the purchaser or the public or the collector, which I think is really important and is overlooked as an artist and as well as a customer or collector.
Mm-hmm. This is like a multimedia show, right? It's not just painting. So is it painting, sculpture, carving, photography? What sort of work should people kind of expect when they walk in?
We almost had it there. We have sculptures, we have painted works, we have copper jewelry, silver jewelry. We have an incredible installation piece that's showcasing beadwork and furs, carvings. It's really a beautiful collection, and it's pulling from so many different styles and mediums. And it's really, I think, beautiful.
Excellent. Stephanie, thanks so much for giving me the time today.
Of course.